It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Tony Bennett wishing you the best in the holiday season and the coming new year.
Tony Bennett. I love that. This is Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett. How are you, Tony?
Better watch out. You better not cry. Tony Bennett's coming down your chimney.
Does he have herpes?
He's going to give you a little bag of herpes for the holiday.
Oh,
yes,
Tony.
Sir. Hope you enjoy yourself.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's our Dysfunctional Family Friday.
Yeah.
Sure is. You better be listening. All the shows all day. We're going to start at a little before 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes all the way to the end of this show, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Here in Washington, that is the Junkie Show. Then it's the Big O and Duke Show and the Mike O'Mara Show. All of us will be here in the wee hours of the morning. And we'll join us about midday. We'll be doing our tribute to Bear. I'm kidding.
That'll be music.
A tribute and song?
Hey, the texters are weighing in. Thanks for keeping me awake at work. That first segment was great. You guys rule. Love from Wichita. Hey, Mike, I'm a sound engineer. I know what Bear is going through. That's why I started to say, hey, sorry, I will fix it. When I come in, I don't know. It's all over the place.
He's rambling.
He's rambling right there. But
another drunken engineer.
Right. Mike, moving into my own place tonight with my girlfriend of 4 years. I'm only 20 years old, and this is my first time moving out on my own.
Ooh.
And then he said, just wonder. So he guess he was just wondering something, but
well,
he didn't.
Probably the girlfriend told him to do something. Get used to that.
Still wondering.
At age 20. You know what? You should be able to buy beer before you move into your own house.
Absolutely.
That's true.
You really should. Who's going to buy him beer? Hope the girlfriend's older.
I hope she
is,
too.
Much older, like 45, like and bankrupt.
You want to talk to a Buzz Babe gentleman?
I do.
Oh, do I
ever.
That right
yes.
now? We've got McKetsey on the line.
Yay.
Right here. McKetsey, when do you turn 21, darling?
February 1st.
First day of February.
We don't have too much longer. Don't worry, baby.
We're going to have a party that night. How are you, McKetsey?
I am great. I am here at the Nissan of Chantilly. We're inviting people to experience the all-new Nissan 370Z before it's available at the dealerships following the Nissan Z North American Rally.
Listen to how cute she is. She's being a pitch woman.
By any chance, are you holding a piece of paper while you speak to us?
McKetsey, you're out at the Nissan Chantilly dealership, Nissan of Chantilly. If you want to go see McKetsey, go out to 14840 Stonecroft Center Court in Chantilly and are they letting you drive the car, dear?
Have you seen it?
Oh, well, we're teaching these men how to rub their engines.
Oh, now what are you, are you wearing a nice outfit there, McKetsey?
Oh, yeah, I have that tiny, you know that little, those Mike O'Mara t-shirts you give out all the time?
I know, yes, I give tons of them.
Well, me and my friend Jesse here decided to, snip them up a little bit, make them more suitable.
So if you want to go test drive a hot new car in the 370Z, mm-hmm. that's a brand new styled automobile, very nice automobile.
How's that car
there.
Look, huh?
Go out and see Buzz Babe McKetsey and Buzz Babe Jesse,
yeah.
And they'll be sure and give you a test drive.
May I offer a piece of advice?
Whatever I said. What, Rob?
When you test drive the new Nissan, aim for Matt.
is Matt Goldstein out there with you girls?
Unfortunately, yes.
Will you tell Matt that we are going to... now, is he coming back for our visit from Michael Hoffman today?
I'm not sure. I walked away from him. So,
why don't you put Matthew on the phone?
Please.
Okay.
Okay, very good.
Good luck.
Mateo.
Thank you.
So you guys will be out there till 5.
That's it.
Until 5.
Nissan of Chantilly, 14840 Stonecroft Center Court in Chantilly. She's a turbo hottie. Go out and see
her. So is Jessie. She's there, too.
And Matt's very hot as well.
Well,
Matt Goldstein.
Let's not get crazy.
What a turbo hottie he is.
With his bad new haircut. Have you seen it?
We must insist he get back here, though, for 5:30.
Yes, we need it, because Michael Hoffman's coming up. I forgot Matt.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's happening, young Hebrew?
Matt, are you going to be celebrating with us when we have our favorite Jewish friend, Michael Hoffman, come by with all the Hanukkah stuff?
Absolutely. I hope you brought an extra latke for me.
I think he is coming by at 5:30 this afternoon, so you're invited for that, too. We want to surround ourselves with our favorite Jews.
Lovely. I'm looking forward to it.
And we've invited you, too.
All right. Be good to the girls and have fun out there at Nissan Chantilly, okay?
I will. Thanks, guys.
All right. Talk to you later there. There he goes. That's Matt Goldstein, ladies and gentlemen.
Stain.
Very nice. Matt Goldstein. Very
Matt
nice
Goldstein.
Boy. Isn't McKetsey cute with her little coffee
She's
out there?
She's adorable.
She's very, very nice.
Reading
and
her
Jessie's out there also.
She is. A couple of babes.
Does Jessie know how to read?
Now, are we going to meet a new Buzz Babe this week?
We are, in fact, on Thursday.
Which one?
Her name is Brittany, and she will be here. She's one of the lovely blondes you requested.
Really?
And she'll be here in between 4 and 5 on Thursday.
Did you show me a picture of
Brittany?
I did,
but I'd be happy to show you again.
Was she not a platinum blonde?
No, there is a platinum blonde we're going to meet after the first of the year.
Oh, okay. Then I'm thinking of the other one.
That's Melissa. Here is a picture of Brittany as soon as
does
Photoshop
she spell it like,
opens here.
Britney Spears, or is it Brittany? How does she
Brittany,
spell it?
Brittany. Brittany.
That's the classy way, Mike.
Okay.
I agree.
Mike Hold on O'Mara. A second. There's a caller here. Let's go to Ben in Baltimore. Ben, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ben.
Hi, Mike. This is Ben.
Hi, Ben.
I just took the SATs this Saturday. I'm a junior in high school, and I mentioned your name in my SAT essay.
Wow.
So my future rests on your name.
What was the context of your answer?
Well, the question was about the American Dream, so I just kind of threw his name in there.
That's you, Mike.
I wish you 340 math and 320 verbal.
I think it'll get me into Harvard.
Thank you very much. There's a smart young man. Buzz just showed me the picture of Brittany.
Brittany. On Thursday.
Brittany has two things going for
her. A balcony you could do Shakespeare from.
She's got a very
nice guns.
Kind of girl next door blonde look.
Yes, and, very much so.
She is showing the guns there.
I hope she wears that outfit.
Looks like she might have experience in modeling. Is that true?
We'll find out when we talk to her on Thursday.
All right, well, listen, you know, much to people's surprise, you might be amazed to know that I'm actually having a little conclave of all the people that work here at the radio station, and they're going to be gathering our staff, having a little staff party at my domicile.
Tell the truth.
You're
serving Kool-Aid.
I'm serving Kool-Aid, and we're all going to drink it.
Tell the truth, Mike. It's an intervention.
Yes, we're all going to die. We're going to drink the Kool-Aid and die. No, and so today was the day I actually decided to do it. Mm-hmm. I was thinking and toying with the idea of getting Chris, the intern, to come out to the house and put up the lights. It's just not. That's just not right.
No,
I just couldn't do that.
You know, you can't give that task to someone that is classified as a dim bulb. It just doesn't work.
So I got it done. I modified this year.
Uh-huh. Is it beautiful, Mike?
It is. You know what? It's adequate.
Is it striking?
I'm going to applaud
it's
adequate.
It's adequate.
Yeah. Can you describe
it's not
it?
Not striking.
Can you describe
no.
it?
Yeah, I'll describe it to you. I'll tell you what I didn't do okay. this year.
What?
Last year, I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, probably like 9 or 10 bushes that I put the little... I put the little lights
Very
on.
Very nice.
Shut up. He's all giddy about his appearance.
Lighted
tonight.
The bushes.
Rob's like going to be emceeing something tonight.
Wow. Yeah, it's a party.
Yes, I'll talk about it later. Last year I had about 8 bushes that were like went all the way out to the street. Just a ton of lights.
Mm-hmm.
What are you playing?
Christmas music.
And this year I decided I'd subtract. So the total bushes this year, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Mm-hmm.
I've got smaller bushes, and it's a shorter little string of them.
Okay.
So instead of going next to the house, you know, along the house, they go straight out from the house to the street.
Like a strip.
And then I've got 2 big bushes where I put a lot of those lights on, and everything's a little closer together.
Multicolored lights? Or?
No. No.
White lights?
Italian lights.
Italian lights, as your mother calls them.
I like to call them Italian lights. They're the little white baby lights, and I put those up today.
Merry midgets.
It still was a significant pain in the ass running the extension cord.
But it's neat. You did a neat job, and it looks nice.
Carla gave me a rave. She called me a little while ago and said she's happy.
It's going to be dark when you drive home tonight. You're going to pull up, and it'll just be lovely. You'll be glad you did it.
Here's what I didn't do. All right. This year, about half the shrubbery is covered than it was last year,
mm-hmm.
but it's adequate. All right, it says I'm not a total quitter,
okay,
and I have put up a significant amount of lights.
It says I gave it a shot.
I also put the garland around the poles in front of the house.
Oh, that's nice. I'm a sucker for garland. I think that's very nice.
I wrapped them around the porch, the porch stands that we have in the mm-hmm. front porch.
Mm-hmm.
I wrapped those around the porch posts,
the columns
on the porch, mm-hmm. the front porch,
mm-hmm.
and the one thing that I've also pulled out of, because of the age of the home, I will not be doing the candles in the window this year.
Yeah, that's
tough. The candles in the window have always been the greatest pain in the ass because I don't have outlets. It's not a modern house like you have with like outlets next to every single window.
You don't know about the automatic battery-operated candles that look real?
Well, no, those are the ones you can get like in the drugstore.
They have like an orange glow and they flicker and you turn it on at sunset and then after that you do nothing.
Yeah,
every night it comes on at the same time.
You spend a fortune in batteries, though.
That's 16 batteries a year. That's
do they go
bad.
Off on automatically?
They yes, they do. 5-6 hours later, they
now,
turn themselves off.
In years past, mm-hmm. I have purchased the battery-operated candles,
mm-hmm.
with that you just leave out there, and then the battery burns out because they don't go on and off.
Well, these go on and off. The ones I have go on and off by themselves.
Are you happy with them?
Extremely. This is my second or third year to use the same ones.
Where'd you get them?
Like CVS, a drugstore, I think. But I'll look into it. I'll see if I can get them.
Bought them at the head shop.
Are you using them with the same candles?
You use the same.
How many times have you had to replace the batteries?
Oh, every year. Every season I put in new batteries, two AA batteries in each one.
Do you have an extra? Could you bring one in for purpose of example?
Oh, sure.
All right. Maybe I'll think about it because I really do miss having the candles in the window.
We got real lucky. Our house has an outlet by every window. Mm-hmm. And what's cool is I've got ones that are light sensitive. So as soon as the light begins to dim outside.
So you don't have plug-in candles as well?
They plug in, but they turn themselves on at night and turn themselves off because they have light sensors built in.
So we never have to worry about the plug-in.
Right.
What I need is a battery-operated one with a light sensor. I got to know which ones to get. Mm-hmm. I want to get good ones. I don't want them to be flimsy.
I'll make another one.
If I can get the decent candles, I will pop for those candles if they are the sensor ones that will not burn out.
Right.
Is it a decent light too? Can you see the light? Because sometimes the battery operated ones are
tough.
Like kind of
wee. Particularly if you have lights on in the house.
It's a strong orange flickering glow. And yes, it can easily be seen from the street.
I don't like the flickering and I don't like the orange. But
that's to make it look like a flame and it really
works. I know it's to make it look like a flame. Mm-hmm. I'm just not a super big fan. But
The problem of the flame is with Mike's current wiring. He can see the whole house look like a flame.
Maybe I'll get the flickering one and I will leave it out on the front porch and let it burn there like a candle in the wind. I don't know why.
Well, it seems
just trying to say it.
Buzz, do you ever put it in a jack-o'-lantern?
No, you could.
Oh, we got to take a break because we got to talk to the Mars guy. Let's go to Bill in Annapolis before we break. And Buzz, we're going to get your first news when we come back.
We're working in.
Bill is gone. I'm sorry. Bill was going to say Merry Christmas and
he got
cold feet.
Well,
so we will have the very first news. Anything going on in the world?
Lots of stuff. The usual, you know, finances, the economy.
Ah, fantastic.
Cars.
All right. Looking forward to that. We'll have our news and also chat with the man that wrote the book. How to Live on Mars.
How to Live on Mars. This book will come in handy someday.
Robert Zubrin, when we come back right after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.